It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Deaths from domestic violence have reached a number we haven't seen in Georgia in 10 years. At least that's one conclusion in the annual Fatality Review Report from the state's Commission on Family Violence and the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Jennifer Thomas is executive director of the State Commission on Family Violence. Taylor Tabb is the Fatality Review Project Coordinator for the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Ms. Tabb, obvious question here. We have had awareness programs and prevention programs for decades now. Why is this happening with all this awareness and emphasis on prevention, on prosecution, on protection? Why are we continuing to see an increase in deaths?
Well, it's interesting because when we started the Fatality Review Project in 2004, we were told by other states that had gone before us to start domestic violence fatality review projects that this work can take years to unfold. And people are slow to change, unfortunately. And I think the changes that are necessary are sometimes hard. They sometimes require additional funding. They definitely require collaboration across systems that don't normally collaborate with each other. The idea behind Fatality Review Project is to take a look backwards to see where the gaps are in services.
Where are the gaps right now?
We're finding families that were never connected with supportive services in their community. That's a huge gap that we've seen year after year. And there's ways that that could easily be addressed, that particular gap.
Such as?
Well, so for instance, let's say a law enforcement respond to the scene of a murder-suicide. They could offer the family to connect with the victim witness advocate in the prosecutor's office. And in most jurisdictions, that wouldn't be so many cases that it would be overwhelming on the victim witness advocate to connect that family to resources in the community.
I think we look at that of the 139 homicides that we had last year, 80% of those were firearms related. And so it's important for us to take a deeper dive and to look at access to firearms. Should we be looking at legislation that would remove firearms from the hands of known domestic violence offenders? Federal law allows for the removal of a firearm if you have a temporary protective order. And so this is something that Georgia law has not sort of codified the federal law on. And I think it's time for us to start asking ourselves the serious question, is it time for us to start looking and seeking ways to remove firearms from known DV offenders?
And Ms. Tabb, that brings up a complicated question because some domestic violence victims feel, okay, I need to get a firearm for my own protection. And gun rights advocates would certainly argue that if more women had this kind of protection, maybe there would be fewer deaths, at least deaths of people who were attacked.
I rarely heard from women that they felt like they needed to get a weapon to protect themselves. And I think what we know also is that that rarely works out that way, that when you have a firearm, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're safer. And there's research that also suggests that even just the presence of a firearm in the home, no matter whose weapon it is, increases the rate of death for domestic violence victims.
So, Ms. Thomas, I'll put you on the spot a little bit. We're in the middle of the budget process now at the Capitol. How much did you ask for the Georgia Commission on Family Violence for fiscal 2017?
We did not ask for any increases in the fiscal budget for this year.
If we're looking at this kind of increase in domestic violence deaths, why not ask for increases in funding?
That's a great question that you've posed. The Commission on Family Violence, we do not provide direct service work. And so we advocate for funding, increased funding, to go directly to programs that are actually providing direct service work for victims. And also we advocate for prosecutors and law enforcement, GBI, for those folks to get an increase in funding so that they can better respond to the incidences out.
Are you getting that funding that you've asked for?
We have gotten the funding that we've asked for the civil legal funding, and I expect that we'll continue to get that.
Jennifer Thomas is Executive Director of the State Commission on Family Violence. Taylor Tabb is the Fatality Review Project Coordinator for the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Thanks to both of you for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.